What's up, everyone? Taylor May here with Security VIP. I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of our podcast series, Your Home for Nothing But the Truth. And hey, if you're passionate about sharing the unfiltered truth and want to be featured in a community that's all about it, Security VIP is your home. Our community boasts over 2,500 end users in the security industry, spanning from sectors such as retail, gaming, entertainment, education, professional sports, healthcare, government, and even more. So whether you're eager to boost your company's visibility, showcase cutting-edge technology, or you want to address key industry changes, Security VIP is the platform for you. So if you're ready to dive in, shoot us an email at info@securityvip.net, or you can connect with us on LinkedIn at SVIP. Remember, Security VIP is your home for nothing but the truth, and we look forward to featuring you in the next episode. Stay safe.
You think you know me.
Today on Security VIP, we feature the co-founder of Vision Insights, Chris Anderson. Get ready for nothing but the truth.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the episode of the Security VIP podcast. It's your home for nothing but the truth. As always, I'm your host, Taylor May, and we are back on the podcast with another exciting guest. His name is Chris Anderson. He's the co-founder of Vision Insights. Chris, my friend, welcome to SVIP. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me, Taylor. This is kind of weird for me because I'm usually sitting where you are. So thank you.
Yeah, I know. I was. It's always weird for me to be a guest on someone else's podcast because I'm usually the one hosting podcasts, you know, because I was on a podcast a couple weeks ago for another gentleman in the industry. And it was just weird being the one interviewed, you know, versus me being the one asking questions. So I get it. I get it. But you have a nice studio, man. I'm actually going to, for my listeners, I'm actually going to be on Chris's podcast next month. I'm flying out to California to be on his podcast. He's got a professional studio. If you're watching online right now, you can see the backdrop. But I'm excited to be on his podcast, but I had to obviously extend the invitation for him to be on Nothing But the Truth. So I guess, Chris, my easy question, man. Let's just get to know you first, man. Why don't you give my listeners some context and some background about your experience?
All right. Well, how much time do we have being an old guy, right?
Nothing but the truth, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll be glad to do that. I'm pretty simple, Taylor. I started in law enforcement as a deputy sheriff for Los Angeles County, a career that I thought I was never, ever going to leave. Okay, that was it. All right, my father was a deputy sheriff. It was in the family, grandfather, the whole bit. Again, so I thought that was something I was never going to leave. But unfortunately, and this happened in 92, my father was killed in a plane crash. Our hobby, I think I told you earlier, our hobby was flying sport aircraft, experimental biplanes. I got to tell you, Taylor, you want to have some fun? That's some fun, biplanes. I'm not talking about your Cessnas and your Piper Cherokees and stuff like that. We had some real fun. But long story short, that's what really caused the change. Never again, the career was terrific. But at that particular time, that's when the LA riots were going down. They were trying to build the 105 freeway housing project at the same time. I was very fortunate because I happened to know somebody that was in the middle of that contract that owned a security company, and I was invited to attend kind of as a consultant. And again, our department at that time did not allow you to do security and law enforcement. LAPD was pretty open to it, right, with permission, but LA County did not allow that. So I secretly, quietly, went out and kind of dug in a little bit to see if I could even do the job. It was at that point, you know, when you have a tragic thing happen to your family, kind of sometimes it directs you different, takes you a different direction. My mom also was suffering with breast cancer. So I was trying to take care of her. I was working early mornings. So it just, you know, I just thought to myself, you know what? You know, life's different. Maybe I'll make a change. So I worked as a consultant for this gentleman. And I end up opening my own security business. And that's where it took off. And again, this is way back now. It's 30 years later. Can you believe it? My hair was dark like yours. I almost kind of look like you back in the day.
Everyone says that, dude. I'm going to get gray hair sooner than later. I'm in my 30s, obviously. But I, you know, my dad's got a full head of gray hair. So I imagine I'll have gray hair pretty soon, man. Especially with kids, right? I've got two kiddos now. So
yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Congratulations. You're not sick of the industry yet, though, man? I when I meet people like yourself, obviously, I've been in the space for 12 years. My dad's been in it for 25 years. But when I meet people with your kind of demeanor, I can immediately tell, okay, this guy's passionate about making this world a better, safer, more secure place. So I guess that probably stems from why you're still doing this today, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and I'll go a little bit further, which I probably should have done in the beginning. But when I jumped into my business, Taylor, I didn't have a college degree.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a ghetto cop at the time. I had maybe 10 years. There was obviously police officers and deputies out there. You know, that was a hell of a time back then to be a police officer. It was, how can I put it? It was a lot of fun, right? So this is all before pre-cameras, Johnny Cochran, Apple devices, phones. There was no such thing. It was just straight paper, right? So I took my experience and I took it out to some of the multi-housing industry, and I helped them with a lot of their gang activity on the property, people that are problematic. So I started with problematic properties. And what I found out in the properties was parking was a big issue for the multi-housing and commercial, because it's kind of like our generation today. There is only one car per parking space, or 1.5 spaces allowed to park at a multi-housing. And
Right.
you know, look at today, everybody's living 10 deep. It's a big
Yeah.
community now. So long story short, I go from the multi-housing to commercial, and I really got involved with my customers, Taylor. I mean, really got involved. There was not a big group of security companies. I think it was APS and Signal Hill. I would actually dress up, and I actually kind of lied, but I went there and said my grandfather owned a bunch of real estate. So I dug in and I learned everything I possibly could as far as doing proposals, talking to people. I dressed in a suit and I walked in cold calling for business. And I was in the car constantly. Every kid that I brought in, I call them a kid, family, was typically a police explorer. They wanted to have a career in law enforcement, but at the same time, I wanted to keep them safe. So it's very important that I stayed with them. I worked with them, because the last thing I wanted to do is have them get in trouble playing police on the property. Because truly back then, it kind of still is today, is changing. We'll probably get into that, but it's all about observe and report back then.
Yeah.
So a guard in a good uniform, they could write decent paper without a Disneyland pencil or a crayon, you had it made, right? And you could do a pretty good job, because the pay wasn't too terrible. It was kind of new. We didn't have the best. The reputation wasn't as bad back then because it was kind of new. So that's how far back it goes. And then from there, just learning that, which, as you know, took me to SilverTrack Software.
Yeah.
That's when the internet started to come out. And what a time, what a ride. But I was in the trenches.
Well, you mentioned it being more fun back then. Is that because you mentioned obviously lack of technology back then? Was crime more rampant back then, where it was more fun for you to catch the bad guys? Or go more into depth in that. I want to hear more of that horror story.
Well, obviously, cameras are a big thing, right?
Right.
Today, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's trying. Nobody likes the police, right?
So you could get away with a lot more than back then.
Yeah, how can I say that? Well, you know, back then it was about taking people to jail, right? It really was. You know, I'm trying to think of the movie, and God, I wish I could find it. It was a really great example with Jake Gyllenhaal, and
Yeah, I know what you're talking
it's
about.
In to Watch. That is probably a really good example of, like, from the off training, the training parties. It was just, Taylor, it was so much fun. I'd take my buddies on a ride along, and they didn't want to go home, right? You got
I
helicopters going
like
out of
Training Day
cameras.
with the Denzel,
Yeah.
that movie's also pretty,
Training Day is pretty tough. That was pretty stretched out there. And there were some parts in to watch where the deputy, or the, I'm sorry, the police officers are getting involved kind of heavily with the narcotics and with the, yeah, a little stretch there. But as far as the atmosphere, it was a lot of fun. It really was. But today it's so restrictive now, because and I got to be careful, you know, because people are going to look at me like, oh, you know, you were a bad guy. And that certainly wasn't the case. I really cared about people, and I cared about the environment. It was all about community-based policing, working with the people on the streets, talking to them, learning what's going on, right? And taking bad guys to jail. Now you can't even have a conversation without filling an FIR card out, right? And why'd you stop them? And what was the reason for your stop? So where I'm going is it's making that job very, very tough. And this is where it leads into. Now, it's kind of a little separate from where we're going to probably get into, but I want you to think about the legacy. I want you to think about where security is going today. The clients are asking a lot more from security personnel, because the police can't be there, even though we have technology, which changes things too. But the demand is really super high. Now, how do we keep our people safe, and how do you pay people the amount that we're paying them to go out and put a uniform, look like a peace officer, right? And then have the client's expectations change to where, because the police can't respond anymore, Taylor. 911, you're looking at, It's got to be a hot call, and in minimum, I'm just going to say it. You're lucky to get somebody there at all, if not 45 minutes to an hour. So you better not have a crisis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, well, you mentioned technology. I think that's why there's a lot of drones as a first responder now being introduced to law enforcement, because you're right. I mean, they're dealing with bullshit calls half the time, and being able to send a drone out there to answer a call is obviously a lot more faster than getting a physical body there and helping, mitigate some of those issues. But you're
Yeah,
right.
drones being one thing for observations, be able to contain a situation a
Right.
lot better, right? To get a visual, see what you're kind of going into. But the physical person's on ground, having a communication with the victim is still very, very important, right? And
So
that's
is that your counsel then, Chris? Because like I want to, before we go into more what, kind of what you're doing now, I want to talk about that 100%. But like the counsel for someone new that maybe is exploring law enforcement or to be a cop, do you almost like counsel them now to be like, look, obviously times are different. Would you rather counsel them to be more in like the physical or cyber or technology field versus being an actual, law enforcement agent? I mean, what do you think there? I mean, I'm kind of someone young, would you mold them if they still want to be, law enforcement? Would you do that, or would you rather push them towards where we are now, like technology wise? I'm just
as far as the
curious.
career,
Yeah, career wise.
well, they don't know what they don't know,
Yeah.
right? I was about helping people. I'm sure their interest is about helping people. Law enforcement is a great job, but I mean, you're not going to know what you don't know going in, but you have to be a people person. And that's what I'm more scared of today, because kids, I feel, have had their heads bound, or, in the phone technology all the time. I know what it's like to fight in a sandbox with my friend when we had Hot Wheels, right? And then get along again. We're best friends again. Today they cancel culture, and if they don't like you, they cut you off, right? So how does that apply into law enforcement when you're dealing with people, right? It can get you in trouble, get you killed, and get you sued. Right. So my big thing today is just, I know I sound old school. I hope this isn't, I hope everybody watching this podcast doesn't think I'm crazy, but it's all about people, process, and technology. People first,
Yeah.
process, and technology. Because when it comes to the security, I don't care what kind of technology you have, the idea is that it starts with a person that had interest in taking you on with a contract. Were you likable? Did they believe you? How do you retain anything otherwise? And I
Yeah.
tell you right now, you can ask any operator that's out there right now. It's not necessarily the people, so to speak, because they turn and burn. They go away. A lot of them don't want to provide training because it's hard to keep the staff. So it's really about the management and the operations. And then again, the way you handle your employees from top to bottom. There's some great, great companies out there. I give them shout outs all the time about their culture. And I'll tell everybody, I think culture is an abused word. It's just a word that people like to use, but do they really apply it? It's a lot
Yeah.
of work to establish a really good culture. So, to get back to your question, I don't want to discourage anybody from law enforcement. We really need them, but we need to be able to support law enforcement. You have to be able to take a look at what area you want to work and see if you're being supported by your city, your district attorney. And I'm going to steal this from Scott Walker and Dave Weiner. We just had a podcast, so this came from them. They educated me tremendously on some of the things that they were that they've been researching as well as far as that. So it's a scary topic. It really is. And as you know, I just want to, at this point in my life, I just want to make a change. I just want to help the security industry. And whether you realize it or not, Taylor, I think you do. You may be younger, but we're like-minded in thought. It's pretty impressive. You know that, right? We're
I
like-minded.
do.
What you're building and why I'm excited, not just to come into your podcast, not to just promote what you're doing, to get you're building a business, you're trying to, obviously you want to be successful. But I'm quite surprised, I really am, that as young as you are, you're thinking this way. It's a great move, my friend. It's a
Well,
very
thank
good
you.
move.
I'm trying to, man. I see a gap, and I want to exploit that gap and fill the need that fill the demand that I speak with manufacturers and obviously end users, of course, in the industry. So let's go on top of that. I want to talk about the technology side now. Obviously, with the we can highlight Vision Insights, because I want to give my listeners Vision Insights is now in the Experience Center SVIP, which I'm extremely grateful, humbled to have you guys in the Experience Center. But for my listeners, value prop, vision insight. You know what? Actually, before you give me the value prop, Chris, you know what's funny? I'll tell you a quick story. There's a company called, what are they? United Protective Services, I think, out of Houston. Yeah, United Protective Services out of Houston. They actually told me, there's a guy named Chadwick Colton. You might know him. Chadwick Colton, he actually reached out to me and said, hey, man, saw that Vision Insights is going to be your experience center. We actually use their technology and we love it. So I'm like, that's just a huge validation. And before even going to the value prop, someone reached out to me about you guys because they saw the post about you guys being the experience center. So with that context in mind, Chris, why don't you give us some value prop of Vision Insights and what you guys are doing?
So I think it's very important before I do that, kind of let everybody know, not only did I ran or run 4 to 5 security companies my lifetime. All right. I was the founder of SilverTrex Software. I was the originator, and I can honestly say that originator, at least here in North America, with SilverTrex, and that's real-time reporting technology. It was a Motorola brick back in the day. I don't know if you were even a baby or not, but it was a Motorola brick that eventually went to BlackBerry, then it went to Android, then it went to Apple, right? So first to market, taking all my experience, Taylor, and I built it for my security company at the time. It was not a product that came on a napkin. This was hard work in the field, doing parking management, doing security incident management, and doing maintenance management, and working with my clients and understanding each one of their job roles, what their expectations are as a client of mine, whether it was a multi-housing, commercial, hospitals. I worked with all of them. All right. So imagine all that data, all that experience. And that's how the software was built. Well, it grew my company to a very, it grew my company pretty fast. And the other security operators were looking at me like, what are you doing? Only problem at the time, it was $500 a device, right? You know what everybody told me? And you're just starting this out in business, right? Everybody said, no, my clients love paper. They'll never do that. They don't like technology. They're going to stick with paper. And honestly, I sat there and thought to myself, wow, I can't be that smart. I'm just a ghetto guy, GED at the time. I didn't have any college ground. Some people go to school and go into business. I got into business and went to school. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't be that far ahead. So I jumped in a car, for an example. I drove to Las Vegas. They had these phone booths. I don't know if you remember those, a little box where you put a coin in, you make a phone call. Okay. Anyways, I ripped out some security companies in the phone book, their name and addresses, and I drove in the door, and I literally had to walk door to door and explain to the owner and share my background with them and what I was doing. And that's how slowly but surely SilverTrack took place. And now we're talking 20 years. I got acquired in 2019. And by the way, I'll set the record straight on here. I didn't want to sell SilverTrack. I had a tragic event, another with the family, that caused me to sell. And a corporation came in. We were going to do great things. That great thing turned into TrackForce, TrackTech, the whole bit. And I think the only problem with that, Taylor, and you said we could be the truth, right? We can talk the truth. Just corporate mentality. They didn't realize. They didn't take a look at the team. They didn't look at the experience. They didn't look at the culture. They just looked at price. And with this industry, 80% of the market is small to mid-level. And that is why I'm so passionate, and why we're going to get into Vision Insights right now, why I'm so passionate about the industry, working with smaller operators. I've been through the pain. I've been through the divorces. I've lost a child in business. I mean, it is a 24-hour business. It could be very lucrative, but you got to be very, very careful. It's not just the idea of just being an entrepreneur. And I want to be able to share, at least minimum, what I could do is share that experience with the operators and with you. And again, for what you're putting together, it's great. You're going to streamline that process for them, get rid of the white noise, and we're going to start signaling right to the client. So where does that lead? Where does that take this? That takes us to our turning moments. Envision, Taylor, was an accident. I wasn't going to go back and do this again. After my non-compete ended, long story short, AI comes to play. And a gentleman that was working with ChatGPT at the time said, "Hey, can you imagine this, Chris? Can you imagine if we took your 30-year database, everything you had, and trust me, Taylor, I'm pen to paper. Look, I kept those boxes forever. Every time I had a thought process, I wrote it down, and I shaved it and I put it in a folder. Guess what happened with that? That got dumped into a very large IA database." It's process, people, process, and technology. I'm feeding AI, and you know what happens from there, right? So what happens from there? We take chaos to confidence. The security industry is chaotic. It's very hard. We're all come from the same gene pool. We have the same operators. It's the management style, how we take care of our people, and how we operate with our customers that makes a big difference. That's why it's so competitive. Everybody thinks they're different, but they're not. They're pretty much the same. You can make this business very lucrative if you're smart about it. And that's what I want to do with it. So it's from field notes into intelligent, structured reports. So in other words, we've completely, and I don't mean to ramble on, I hope it's okay, Taylor.
No.
What we're doing, I said, if we are going to come back, I'm going to say we, me, if I'm going to come back and do this again, okay, it has to be simpler, easier. We pretty much have to take the entire process of reporting and streamline the hell out of that. I am not going to go into this, and I want everybody, one of your listeners, and I want every one of your listeners to understand this. This isn't about a monthly subscription fee. I am passionate, along with my team and everybody involved in my group, my family. I'm bringing them back. These are the ones that work for me. Okay. We have industry experience. We understand it has to work. If you are ever going to get involved in technology, number one, you better make sure that the people that are in the business understand that business and they're lifelong. Okay. And they're going to be around. Second, it has to work. Has to work. And third, you have to have the support. We're in an industry that's 24 hours a day. This isn't 8 to 5. We get to go home. I don't want to call Pakistan. I don't want to talk to a bot. I have a guard out there that needs help right now. Okay. I'm trying to have dinner with my wife for the very first time in 3 weeks. Okay. I'm trying to spend time with my baby. It's birthday. Okay. I've got a big contract going tonight. I've given it to my operations team, but your device is in their hand. And for some reason, my guard's struggling. I cannot blow that first night. So help me. I'm going to go back to the Jerry Maguire. Watch that one. Help me help you. And that's our philosophy. I take that guard right from the very beginning because I understand him. Don't go anywhere. Hold tight. Is your phone turned on? You get where I'm going? We walk them through. That's the experience. The technology, phenomenal. I'll get into that in a second. But the key is, and why that gentleman called from United, by the way, a great company, by the way, Andy Allen, Grant Gerber, that's a culture. Okay, they get it. So that's a support side. Now, let's make it simpler on the handheld. I want my officer in the future, today, what vision, to press up just a plus button and tell me what's happening. I wanted to take the information that he's trying to say, whether it was Chinese, Spanish, whatever it may be, and I want you to be able to correct it. Okay. But before you correct it, not ChatGPT, I want you to go into Chris Anderson's library, the Vision Library, that 30 years experience, and go grab that stuff. Go try to find that today. Okay. That's a legacy material that's inside that AI database, by the way, which gets smarter every day. All right. Anyhow, after he's done talking and taking his photo, it's going to go into our database and it's going to go, oh, this is a commercial property that this person's trying to submit. Let's evaluate it. Let's determine the risk and the liability involved. In fact, better yet, is this urgent? Is this a caution item? Is this just a routine inspection? Where should we send it? Who should receive it? Oh, you know what? And let's give it a proper title, not code four, check the door. No, let's give it a proper title, right? Oh, and then when we're done determining all that, we're going to go ahead and enhance the note for you, but we'll keep the original one for court. And we'll put it in the database for you. And by the way, if you want the analytics on the backside, wait till you see that. Okay. So I took a guard, a C player, a security officer, and I made him an A player immediately with little or no training. And then if I need to guide him, I have micro trainings that will walk and talk and show him anything and everything he needs to do. So I'm eliminating training in the field. The reports are super dynamic. They're not paper. You've seen them. They're like Apple quality. They look beautiful on the dashboard. Video, carousel, the whole bit. I'm done preaching. That's what we're doing. So, Taylor, I'm interested in you because you're like-minded and you're building a location. And I want to really be a part of this. And I think everybody that's watching this right now, it's super, super critical now. All right. Because we're tainted. We've walked these trade shows. We've done all that. We spend thousands and thousands of dollars at these trade shows. It cost me, oh my God. You know, my best trade show was a small one in California called CalSAGA because it was like-minded. There were small operators there and we could communicate. Nobody was afraid to talk to anybody. No one's pushing me to a hotel room. Nobody's pushing me to a bar across the street. I don't care about the cigar lounge, right? Don't get me wrong, but as an owner, it wasn't just for me to get away because when I got back, I had 15,000 emails hitting my inbox, people driving me crazy, not smart enough to leave me alone. Give me a week to get back, right? Take a look at everything I absorbed. And by the way, all your brochures and your knickknacks and all this stuff, they're in the trash. Okay, it's in my closet. I'm keeping your little tag just so as a collection piece, right, to say I went. But as far as the numbers and the money and what it was worth to me at the end of the day, I don't know. I think I was more scared about not attending because of my competition seeing something that I wasn't going to see. But in reality, that wasn't the case. So what you're doing is a smart move. And I want to be a part of that. And Vision wants to support you on that because that's what I want to do. I want to be able to give back and help the industry partners, small to mid-level, right? And make them better operators so they can get to a point to where they can have peace of mind, maintain the contracts, but at the same time, let's get together and talk and share the best technology, share the best experiences, take advantage of the gray hair. We're out here. Seriously, where are you going to go? When I die, where's it going to go? How are we going to talk about it? How are we going to share the business experience? You can't be, you know, I should be sitting, I guess, on my ranch on my property in Texas. Everybody keeps asking me, hey, Chris, how come you're not just sitting on your ranch somewhere? No, because this is my passion. I've destroyed everything I've got just by my family has been the industry. Okay. Now you can look at me now and say I'm crazy, or you can say I'm passionate. That's your choice. Okay.
Everything you just described is the reason why I'm building what I'm building. Because you're right, the conversations that you just had with me and what you just mentioned and dialogue, those kind of conversations are not happening at a trade show like ISC West or GSX. And you're right, frankly, the end user side, the C-suite executives, the guys and the girls that are leading these enterprises, the SMBs, they're not attending these shows because they don't get that kind of dialogue or they get that kind of intellect. So yes, the creation of the SVIP Experience Center, I hope will embody exactly everything you just mentioned because I want that kind of feedback. And look, Chris, if you look at the manufacturers that have signed up for the Experience Center, it's new companies, it's bleeding edge companies, it's emerging technology companies. So what does that tell you? I've said this countless times that the young, innovative, technology driven disruptors want to be part of something new and they want to be part of an outlet that really creates that end user first mindset and that kind of dialogue. So, seeing your perspective and again, your generation embody that with what you're building with Vision Insights and then saying yes to what we're doing here at SVIP is exactly why I'm doing this, man, to be disruptive, to kind of change the narrative of the industry.
Yeah. And I think we can both agree on this. I hope you're thinking this way. I mean, you'll soon find out. Technology is one thing, Taylor, but here's the deal. There's some really good partners that I'm working with right now that are like me, that are out there, that have years and years of experience in the industry.
Bring them.
One of them is Celaex, okay, that I'm super impressed with, the owner, Gurmeet, just like me. And I'm sitting as myself. Same age. He's been in the industry a long time. He's now taking advantage of the technology. That's the exciting part. You got legacy people from the beginning that built that Ford motor car, and we're going to F1, right? And we know how to make that car go, Taylor. We know how to drive the car, Taylor. So we can take people from zero to hero. I know that I stole that line, okay? But I'm telling you, zero to hero. But I'm hoping this is going to be an effort. You're building something great, but it's going to be an effort from the people you bring in to keep that concept, keep that philosophy and what we're doing. Not a matter of you've got money, you want to sit on my cool wall here in Dallas. No, we want you to bring something to the table and be sincere and be helpful. Give back, right? Pay it forward because we're trying to do something here. Technology is one thing, but there's going to be a lot of technology and AI is changing constantly. But at the end of the day, it's about people first, process and technology. People first. I don't want to be in this industry if it's not about the people, because that's the fun part. If you get into process and technology, then it's all about the money. Then you get corporate. Then you get stupid. And then it's just about a subscription fee. And by the way, that relationship never sticks around because the next person's going to be buying them. right? So what happens to the small to mid-level? What happens to the Castle Burger people that are out there in this industry? And small to mid-level is what's making it happen.
I agree. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're spot on. And going back to what you just said earlier about the legacy mindsets, I would be naive not to be a partner or be an ally of yours, because you can bring in that generation, you can bring in that narrative and help educate legacy thinkers who are still complacent in their ways, Chris. That's one of the reasons why I had my dad help me out on the side as VIP, because he has 25 years experience, but he can speak to that generation about people joining the experience. And look, some people are still not going to get it though, Chris. We can be on our soapbox. We can talk about how great, we're going to change this industry and bring the technology companies that are going to change it. And I'll talk about people, process, technology. It's great, but there are still people out there that don't want to change, that don't
Of
want to
course.
be disruptive.
Of
You know,
course.
like everyone has an
Absolutely.
asshole. Yeah, everyone's got an opinion, but
Yeah, absolutely. But here's your advantage. You're opening the door. You understand because your disadvantage is your age.
Yeah,
You're a
no,
good-looking guy.
I
You're 30
recognize
years
that
old.
too. I
Yeah.
recognize
They're
that.
going to
Yeah.
go, what do you bring to the table? It's for an example like this. Everybody loves to carry the title CEO.
Yeah.
Do you know what's involved in being a CEO? Does anybody really know what's involved? You got to look at the guy's portfolio. Go to LinkedIn, start from the very bottom, and he's cleaning the trash cans and he's worked his way all the way up,
Yep.
right? And he's failed and failed and failed success. And then that's a CEO, not just something on the business card. And that, I just laughed because everybody says, I'm the CEO. I don't mean anything by that, but I'm passionate about it. And I really hope we can work together. I'm excited about this
Oh,
relationship.
this
I'm
is
working
exactly
with
the kind
Jeff.
of the relationship that I want. This is the kind of mentality that SVIP stands behind. This is exactly what we're about. So
And
it's awesome.
we just need a few good men, right? There you go. There's still another one, buddy. We just need a few good men. But I'm telling you, I'm super, super excited, Taylor, about vision. I'm super excited about where we're going with it. Some partners that I have in this, Taylor, I got to tell you, it's scary. Technology is scary. That's another thing. We have to be careful with technology too, because it's getting so far advanced. We're still in the Stone Ages, right? And I want to tell everybody this too. Don't panic about your employees. Okay? Don't panic about your employees. You don't necessarily have to run to every camera and every drone right now. There's going to be a great purpose for that. And what I mean by that, the drone's going to be great. A dog's going to be great. All this stuff's going to be really great in a dark place where somebody doesn't want to go, where it's dangerous, and we need some analytics. This could be some terrific stuff. But at the end of the day, we're still going to need the people touch process, right? When it comes to disturbance and helping people, responding to people. And you got to think a robot can't have a re I don't think a robot can get to the emotional side of an action, when
No.
to shoot, when to not to shoot. It can be programmed to a certain degree, right? But it's going to take people. And that's why I see all this chaos going on right now, because the people skills are lacking a little bit. So want to get into that side of it. I'm super excited about where you're going with this. I was quite blown away, and I'm going to share this with you just so we can do this with the listeners. You guys don't, when you're watching, you're looking at the website, okay? SVIP.news. There's your shout out. You're gonna look at it and you're gonna go, oh, is that a virtual reality center? Because it's so well done. By the way, congratulations, it's very well done.
I got a good graphics
Yeah, you
guy.
got a good graphics guy, but that's immediately where people go, especially the old people like me, the older guys, right? That's what I thought immediately. Okay. And then when I started to dig into it and understand your concept, okay. It got me super excited because I'm not here to entertain myself, to get on a podcast, to get my connections up and subscription levels up. It's really not about that. I want good people. I want people that are in enough pain, that care about the industry, that really want to make a change. And we're going to support you. We're going to be there, just like Taylor's trying to do here. And I think the group that he's trying to put together, you come to that event, you get your monthly subscription, you get your membership. And I'll tell you this, Taylor, I'm going to open the door for you. You know what my Rolodex looks like? Not my Rolodex. You know what my library of information of what not to do is? It's huge. It is huge. Okay. I don't ever tell anybody what to do. I tell them what not to do. And here's the encouraging part. I want to be able to share that experience to make everybody become a better operator so we can get better people, get paid better. That's coming. It's coming. The police hands are getting handcuffed. They're going to expect more from the security side, no matter where you go, whether it be camera, drones, or people, or process, or whatever. So I'm telling everybody, I don't think to worry about that, but let's get back to the core with people, We'll share some processes, and we're going to show you some really, really cool technology. We're going to save you some time and a whole lot of money, you guys. This is a place to go to. How can I put it that way? Okay. Running around, what camera do you buy, right? This, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, this is what it's all about.
Nothing but the truth, my friend. I appreciate the plug. Yeah, you're creating a lot of FOMO, I feel like, with people that are not signed up yet. So early adopters have the most advantage right now with the Experience Center because they're getting access to everything. You're listening and obviously promotion that we do at SVIP, but I couldn't have said it better myself, man. So
Well, I'm going to throw that out to you because I think mom and dad raised a really good kid. All right, I'm going to call you a kid. Okay, I don't
no,
care. I'm going to call
I
you a kid.
good. No,
I think mom and
I
dad did a good job. You're well spoken. I like your drive. I
Thank you.
like the fact that this takes a lot of guts. How's
Oh
dinner?
yeah, my
How's
dad says
dinner?
that. My dad says the same thing. It takes a lot of balls to do what I'm doing, but you know what? If there's a time and place to do it, I'm going to take the opportunity to. So,
Okay, well, I don't want you, if you fall down, you bump your head and you need a Band-Aid, I want you to call me, okay? Because I want you to understand, and I want everybody to understand that's in this getting involved in any kind of business, no matter what it is, right? Entrepreneur is a great word, but the real definition of an entrepreneur is when you get hit and you fall down, can you get back up, right? You play football, right? You've taken some real big hits, right?
Yeah,
How many
well,
times were you?
that's probably what it stems from, Chris. I was a walk-on at Oklahoma State. I didn't get a scholarship, so I had to prove myself to get the plane. Which I fortunately did. I had to prove myself. So that mentality is driving me to be an entrepreneur. So.
So when you got hit real hard, I mean really, really hard, and you were trying to catch your breath, did you think just for a second like, "Oh my God, should I? Is this where I want to go? Is this it?"
I mean, I've had that thought multiple times when I was playing, but I think what people don't realize when you're a walk-on playing for a Division One school, you cannot be hurt. Like, you can't show hurtness. You can't show weakness because if you're hurt as a walk-on, they'll either cut you immediately or they'll never fucking let you start or even have the opportunity to play again. So my mentality was like, whenever I got knocked down, I got my ass kicked or head collision, stuff like that, like, I can't show the coaches that I'm hurting, even though internally, like, that was a fucking hard hit, So I think if you're hurt or you're showing weakness, then you're just like versus a scholarship athlete. Like, if you're a scholarship athlete, okay, cool, go get him the treatment. He's scholarship. We can put him on a red shirt or whatever. But as a walk-on, you're paying your way. You're doing your own shit. That was my mentality. It's like, look, yeah, believe me, there's plenty of times where I was fucking hurting, but I did not show that I was hurting, because I wanted to play, and so. That was just my mindset as a walk-on, which I've said this before too now, Chris. I wish I played now, man, because all the NIL money floating around. But, that's a whole different conversation. So,
My friend, like I wrote to you on your LinkedIn, life is a movie, okay? And what you're doing is that's a career, okay? It is a career. So the last thing I did wanted to say, if it's okay to say, on going back to, I'll just say software in general or technology, you guys that are out there, be very careful with your business to get involved with all-in-one solutions. I'm not saying this, it's a bad thing, and I know you're thinking about saving time, but no matter what you get involved in, really think about the partnerships that you're with on somebody that's really going to support you and be a professional in that vertical. Like, say, for an example, real-time reporting. Not going to toot my own horn, but if you really, really want to talk about real-time reporting, you should call me, right? I can
Yeah,
teach you
I agree.
parking, incident management, maintenance. I can teach you about everything about your client, each and every vertical, because I did it. Okay. So I'm probably a good resource for an example. So if it comes to a payroll, you should think the same way. Somebody that's lifelong, that's been there, that really understands it, that's willing to pick up the phone. And then on your scheduling side, you should be thinking the same way, right? That's where it counts, because if you're thinking just about the dollar, I want you to think about the dollar. If that person doesn't pick up the phone and it costs you a problem, or it costs you a contract, or it takes forever to get it set up and it's not working properly, and then you get to a point to where you're stuck and you don't want change because nobody likes change. Your employees don't like change. Your clients don't like change, no matter how bad the software is. And then you just hope you can get through it. You're bleeding, right? It never stops. So that's what this is for. That's what I'm about. So think about that. I think this is going to be a fantastic resource. I'm going to do everything I can to support you, Taylor, to make it a great one on my end. That's what my podcast is about at the same time. Can't wait to get you on that podcast.
I'm excited,
Anybody
man.
out there, just wants to talk about, you just call me. You got my cell. You want to talk about pain? You want to talk about all that fun? I'm the guy. Okay. I'm the guy.
Last question, Chris, before we wrap up from my perspective, man. I guess the guarding companies would just makes complete sense to have Vision Insights, but any other goals or maybe market that you're exploring for 26 that have the technology more adopted in?
Yeah, thank you very much for mentioning that, Taylor. I just would have flipped out if I would have forgot to tell you this. Of course, this technology was built. It was built for, we're a Dana company, guys. We have, my partners and I and team have put something together that supports your client base, whether it be the commercial, the multi-housing. It's AI now. So I just want you to think of this one big gene pool, bunch of mobile devices until they go to the goggles, right? Until they go to the goggles, right? Anybody who wants to talk into this, it's going into our database and it's all going to create unbelievable analytics. And then we can go in and ask our favorite friend robot right on the screen, our AI model, and say, hey, Kevin, that's his name. Kevin, tell me what's going on in Sacramento. Give me all the properties that are at high risk, high level. Right. That's where it's going, whether it's landscaping, pool vendor, maintenance teams, concierge service, security officer, drone, camera. I'm coming. I'm coming, and I'm coming with him. All right.
Nothing but the, and that's why I wanted you to say that real quick, because there's so many applications for what you're doing and hitting the industry beyond just security, right? So that's why I wanted you to highlight that. So
Yeah.
thank
Nothing
you.
but the truth, Taylor.
That's
Stand
right.
by, you guys. I'm super excited. You haven't seen anything. We're going to do this together, Taylor, hopefully. Okay. I'm not trying to
We
get
are
involved in
doing.
your business, but I'm passionate about what you're doing, and I want to see you do it right for the same reason. For the same reason.
If more people want more information about yourself, Chris, the podcast, and the company, where's the best place to do that, my friend?
Well, you can go to Vision Insights. Let me spell that correctly for everybody. It's insites.com. Okay. And I definitely do want to say this too. I want to give a shout out to my partners, Alex Ackerman and Arthur Williams. Couldn't have been a company without them. This is a team effort in addition to my family. They're not my employees, they're my family. And then that's Thomas Johnson and Curtis Sarnecki and Grant Lipsky and Jacob Tofolio. The list goes on. Okay. And I'm giving them a shout out for a reason. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being part of this business. And I just wanted to say that for the record, because I want everybody to understand that too. That's a big part of your team is your family. Your business is your family. And make sure you treat your business like your family. That's a whole nother gift. It's God's law, man. I'll just put it that way. How about that?
I love that, man. Mic drop. That's a phenomenal way to end a fucking episode on Nothing But the Truth. So much, Chris. It's a pleasure, man. I'm looking forward to coming out there next month and being on the podcast. But thank you for spending some time with me
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to it more than you are.
today, guys and girls. That was Chris Anderson, co-founder of Vision Insights. Make sure to go follow him and connect with him on LinkedIn. Check out the company when you get a chance, as well as his podcast. As I said, I'm going to be on his podcast next month, so stay tuned for that episode to launch. If you want more information about our podcast series here at SVIP, make sure to follow us on LinkedIn at SVIP. Check out our website, SVIP.news. We're on every single major streaming platform, Spotify, Pandora, Apple, Amazon. The list goes on. You guys stay safe out there. We'll catch you guys on the next one.